existing clients come up to us at our booth and was like, okay, well, we've been leveraging, this version of Adobe Commerce for the last 4 years. Now that we're hearing about this SaaS offering, what should we be thinking about? What should our migration strategy start to look like? And you could tell that, not even just from a vendor and partner perspective, but they're Adobe's customers are really eating up on this and wanting to know how do they continue to stay at the forefront of their digital journey of where things are going from a commerce perspective.
Hello, and welcome to the Funnel Podcast, a digital experience podcast by Blue Acorn ICI. Each month, we'll uncover new strategies and topics to improve digital experiences. I'm your host, Sarah G. I'm the Senior Content Marketing Manager here at Blue Acorn ICI. This week, we'll be doing a deep dive into all of the major learnings and takeaways from this year's Adobe Summit with our guest, Tara Simon. Like every year at Adobe Summit, a lot of materials are covered and there are tons of new announcements. Although I didn't attend this year, joining the keynotes online and hearing what my colleagues had to say about the event really has me excited for the future. Here are just a few things that I'm excited about. Agentic AI was a huge topic. During the keynotes, Adobe unveiled a suite of 10 purpose-built AI agents that are built on Adobe Experience Platform Agent Orchestrator, and these agents can augment the capabilities of marketing and creative teams to drive personalization at scale. There were also a lot of exciting commerce announcements, such as Adobe Commerce as a Cloud Service, Adobe Developer App Builder, and Adobe Commerce Optimizer. But before I get into too much detail about all of the summit takeaways, Tara Simon will be joining the show to share her insights and give us all the inside scoop. Here's a little bit more about Tara. She's a leader at Blue Acorn ICI and specializes in value design and realization, ensuring that businesses get the most out of their digital transformation efforts. With a focus on aligning technology with meaningful business outcomes, Tara is passionate about helping clients achieve real, measurable success. Today, she'll be sharing her insights from Adobe Summit on driving value and optimizing customer experiences through smart digital strategies. As always, we have so much to discuss. Let's get started. Hey, Tara, thanks so much for joining to talk more about Adobe Summit.
I'm happy to be here. I had learned so many cool things while I was at Summit, and so I always love the chance to talk about the cool things that I heard.
Yeah, and I've heard from a lot of our team members that this was the best year yet. Do you have any thoughts on that?
So I would definitely say overall, especially from a Blue Acorn ICI and Infosys mindset, the best summit that we have had, not even just when we think about it from the perspective of some of the new things that Adobe was announcing as a part of this year's summit, but even just the number of attendees, getting the chance to meet with clients and prospects, the way that all of our team members worked together inside of the booth, it was just a really eye-opening, amazing experience.
Oh, that's awesome. And then you have the energy of just being there on top of all of it, just adding to the experience and being so great.
100%.
So of announcements or conversations that you had, were there a few moments where you're like, oh my gosh, this is awesome, or this is innovation at its finest, or this is why I love Adobe Summit? Any major aha moments or key takeaways from any sessions or keynotes you attended?
So I think for me, probably the areas where I had the biggest aha moment was listening to where Adobe is really trying to take things from an AI perspective. And I know AI has kind of been the big buzzword that's been going around for the past couple of years, but really for this one, where Adobe is really trying to take it to the next level is the way that they're focusing in on the importance of how AI can be leveraged to integrate into customer feedback loops and how it can really help drive the overall digital experience. And so when I started to think about it, I was like, man, this is it's not just about gathering data, but it's how are you actively using that information to drive your decisions at every single touch point? And for me, that really resonated, especially when you think about what Blue Acorn ICI is trying to do from a value realization perspective.
Totally. I mean, and I only was able to watch the keynote sessions online and the AI tools and the AI agents that they were unveiling there and showing how companies can use that in real time and get that data and then translate that into conversations with customers and just all of the options that you can do from that.
Yeah, for them, it's like all about how are you enhancing that personalization at scale? And like, how are you taking that information, creating these custom journeys, and then really driving measurable business outcomes? One of the sessions that I went to was actually with one of our customers from AT&T and ABB. And one of the things that really like stood out to me is when they were talking about how they're leveraging AI to do their A/B testing. And when one of the things that they were doing is they were running different scenarios on their homepage, and they were looking at it from two mindsets. One was when it was like user-generated content. So one of their content authors, one of their designers was laying out the homepage, like putting everything together. And then the other was looking at it from like an AI perspective and how they had built, their agents to speak in their tone, understand their dialect, understand their audience, understand like the ways that customers are coming through. And when they were doing the A/B testing, they realized that they were getting better results from what was being driven from an AI perspective.
Wow.
And that for them was kind of like this aha moment. When you think about it, they're like, okay, so we now have the ability to automate some of these areas to overly enhance the personalization for the different types of customers that we have coming through. And now we can be more efficient and leverage our like designers, our content authors, et cetera, for other areas in the business to drive new campaigns instead of constantly having to keep making, manual updates to existing pages on the sites.
That's a great example of AI and taking it to the next level. Because I think for many people, maybe just not in this space, they're used to just using AI as a chat GPT and churning out potential content that way and going like, ah, it's okay. But this actually proves like we're going to save time and optimize our resources. So, like you said, our team can focus on other projects.
Exactly. And I think one of the other things too, like for us, like we've been so focused in on commerce for such a long time. And I think in the past, like one of the things that we've noticed with Adobe Summit is like commerce hasn't really been spoken about all that much. And now when you think about like where they're going, not even just from an AI perspective, but one of the big things that they were talking about was around their commerce SaaS offering that they're going to be doing. And if you could have seen half of our like team members that are hearing about this and like the aha moments that they were having, and they're just like eyes lighting up, because realistically, like when you think about this, like this is something that everyone's been waiting for, right? So it's so timely, and it can be so expensive to like constantly update and maintain your commerce platform, right? And it's like whenever there's a new upgrade or whenever there's a new release that's coming out, like a business has to do all of that manually. And with this new SaaS offering, it is basically making an entire shift for the way that Adobe Commerce works. And it like starts to simplify their like any like storefront's ability to be like maintained. And because now you can automate all of those like upgrades and things like that, like through the SaaS offering. So that was the other thing that like really like stood out in our team's minds.
Yeah, and it's important to focus on the commerce efforts because I think, like you said, it's been a while, and sometimes those innovations, our team's kind of waiting of like, okay, this content thing is cool, but what about the commerce stuff? What about the other stuff that
Exactly.
we do all the time?
100%, 100%. And it's like one of those things where it's like, as you continue to think about it, it's like, okay, well, what are the future trends that are happening from a commerce perspective? And like, we've been lucky because we've been able to be at the, early adopters and at the forefront of some of these changes that are now happening. When you think about Adobe's App Builder and how they're now like changing it from just being the marketplace, and now they're thinking about it as like the App Exchange. And now you have all of these like third-party platforms, you have all of these businesses that are looking at things of like, okay, now that we're making this shift to being more of a SaaS offering, it's now going to start to really drive where a lot of this is flowing through from Adobe App Builder. And how do you get ahead of that game? And so we've been very fortunate of being able to work, very closely with Adobe. We actually were able to get four different apps built out prior to the start of Adobe Summit, we are able to even work with one of their third parties to actually have something readily available to be showcased at Adobe Summit. So we're hearing the energy and we're seeing even from our customers. We had maybe two or three of our existing clients come up to us at our booth and was like, okay, well, we've been leveraging, this version of Adobe Commerce for the last 4 years. Now that we're hearing about this SaaS offering, what should we be thinking about? What should our migration strategy start to look like? And you could tell that not even just from a vendor and partner perspective, but they're Adobe's customers are really eating up on this and wanting to know how do they continue to stay at the forefront of their digital journey of where things are going from a commerce perspective.
Yeah, and that was the question I was going to ask is, I mean, all of the people who work in commerce all day, every day are excited about this, but the customers, how are they planning on adopting it? Is that something that the market really wants? And the answer is yes.
That's what we're hearing. And I think, one of the biggest things that when you start to think about it is when you're working inside of commerce, and we all know building content inside of commerce is not the easiest thing, right? The content page builders are not very easy to use. And it's where a lot of people in the industry from a customer perspective has struggled because they have a hard time of well, I want to continue to grow and expand what I'm doing from a commerce perspective, but and I want to continue to build upon my products. I want to look at how I am serving up my customers the right way, but it is very time consuming to do. And so if you think about some of the big things again that we were learning about at Adobe Summit with commerce as a SaaS offering, one of the big things that they're having with that is now edge delivery is sort of at that forefront for generating content and being able to use edge delivery, whether you're doing it from a doc-based perspective or you're using it from a universal editor perspective, it really helps content authors author quickly and efficiently. And it does so much for site performance. So that's like a win-win for a lot of the customers that are looking at some of these trends that are happening. But then the other add-on that you have is with all of these new announcements, there's a lot that's happening in from AI, looking at it from product recommendations, looking at how you can cross-sell and upsell. So all of this kind of being packaged together is going to start to allow our customers to find more efficiencies in the way that they're running their business. And ideally, they're going to start to see a greater return on revenue because it's easier for their consumer to add to cart. It's easier for them to see what are recommended products based off of their search criteria, based off of things that have been recommended to them.
Totally. And just speaking from the edge delivery perspective that you touched on, when we were working in the early days of that, I liked it already just as a content author myself. And then seeing how Adobe has been able to take that technology, expand it, and put it into other products to make teams even more successful.
Yeah, 100%. That has been, we've had several customers that are slowly kind of moving into edge delivery. And we sort of jumped out of the gate really fast, with our own, Blue Acorn website, right? And so,
Right.
and we did it from the early stage where we looked at it purely from the doc-based authoring. So at the time, we were leveraging, Google Docs for everything and being able to quickly and seamlessly build out a template. And then anyone that can type inside of a Google Doc can publish to a website, right? And it
Right.
takes all of your formats, all your structures, and it just makes it so easy to quickly get new campaigns, new landing pages, things like that up. And so now when you start to think about it, the benefit now with Universal Editor is that it gives you a lot of that robustness that you get with Adobe Experience Manager, but you don't have to know how to develop, right? So
Right.
you're able to now leverage Universal Editor. You have those components coming through. You just type and make your content inside of those components, and then it publishes, right? So that's, where you've got different businesses where they're looking at oh man, I'm gonna have to hire all of these developers to be able to just author on my site, being able to use Universal Editor through edge delivery, like you don't necessarily need that. Like, sure, you need to have a little front end knowledge, but at the end of the day, it really streamlines the ability for users to get content on their site.
So as far as other commerce announcements go, I heard there was some buzz around Adobe Commerce Optimizer. Could you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so one of the big things that came out is around Adobe Commerce Optimizer. And so for that, when you think about it, it is now Adobe's like new solution for how can you enhance like your existing e-commerce platform by integrating some of like the Adobe powered storefronts without needing to do a complete like system overhaul. And so what I mean by that is it's now allowing you to take like one, you can look at things from how do you make your site perform better? So like how do you look at things from like a higher performance for your storefront? And the way that they're doing that is tying in again, what we were talking about earlier with like edge delivery services, that's now at the forefront for Adobe Commerce Optimizer. And so being able to leverage edge delivery is going to make your shopping experience faster, more engaging. And I think the biggest benefit with that is it's adhering to like Google's core like web standards. And
Yeah.
so with that, you're now going to find that your like SEO and your rankings are going to be higher, and your ideally customers will start to see higher conversion rates. And then the other part with it too is like the way that all of this is now being set up. So like when you start to work to like your current e-commerce setup, all of this ideally should be a seamless integration. So what that means is that you have the ability to grow upon the existing footprint that you have for your storefront, and you have the ability to start to modernize on top of it without having to do a 100% replatform. And that's
Ah,
usually
okay.
like the big scary thing for like your customers, right? You're like, oh gosh,
Yeah.
now I'm going to have to completely start over from scratch. That ideally, again, it's new, so don't have any test cases to like point to yet, but ideally, with Adobe Commerce Optimizer, you should be able to have like that seamless integration so you can build upon and not have to just start over immediately from scratch.
I'm sure everyone was talking about that too.
Oh,
Everyone,
yeah.
all the excitement.
100%. And then again, because you got to wrap AI into everything, I think the other big thing, if I recall correctly, when you're talking about like Adobe Commerce Optimizer, one of the big things that they were looking at is like when you think about merchandising, like how are you able to leverage AI to power what you're doing from a merchandising perspective? And so that's another thing that Adobe is really going to be focused in on is they already have been working with like Sensei and how, you know, you can make your search more robust based off of, you know, leveraging AI. But now what they're hoping for is that with this new optimizer, you're really going to be able to get some of those like advanced like AI driven search and recommendation capabilities. And with that, the goal is that you're now able to connect your customers with like the relevant products. And that ideally is going to help enhance the overall sales life cycle so that you like when we talked earlier, like by being able to focus in on like that sort of like AI powered merchandising and being able to have a more robust search that is driven by these AI agents, you should as a business start to see a higher revenue coming through because it's easier for people to find what they're looking for.
It just sounds like a win-win for every side of the business by
A
adopting
hundred
this
percent, a
product.
hundred percent.
So, from attending Adobe Summit, how do you see teams taking these learnings and leveraging them back to their teams? What conversations should they be having about their learnings and next steps?
That's a great question. One that we're already kind of working on from our own end. So the biggest thing that I can say of like, how do you take the information that you learned during Adobe Summit and like start to get your teams up to speed? One, the benefit with Adobe Summit is a lot of these sessions, especially from a keynote perspective, have been recorded. So make sure that you're sharing out your notes and your knowledge that you had with your team, but also have them watch the sessions themselves. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Like you learn, I find me personally, like I learn better from like firsthand. So I want to be able to go back and I've actually done it, like gone back and like watch some of the sessions, especially because you don't absorb everything the first time you hear it. So that to me is number one. Two, start to identify what is your take on all of it. With, you know, Blue Acorn being at the forefront of Adobe technology, and with us wanting, like, seeing ourselves as being like those thought leaders, it's one thing to absorb the information, but it's another thing to actually have an opinion. And so that's what our, leaders are kind of looking at right now, especially those that have attended, is that, okay, we've heard this. Now what? Like, how do we think that we can leverage the information that's come out, whether it be from, Commerce as a SaaS offering, whether it be from Commerce Optimizer, all of the changes that are happening from an AI perspective, we are hearing it. Well, how can we leverage that information to influence and have an opinion on how it's going to grow inside of the market and grow with our customers? And because we want to always come to the table, not as doers, but as thinkers and as consultants, and we need to start to create that narrative of what is our take on how businesses are going to be able to leverage that, and then educate our teams so that they know how to speak to it the right way.
Yeah, and I'm sure right now a lot of people are rewatching sessions and having those conversations and bringing in experts like Blue Acorn ICI experts to talk more about how we can implement some of these things or start moving in the right direction to improve business outcomes.
Absolutely. I have definitely already been on probably no less than half a dozen calls about it already.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah, you're trying to keep, sometimes you're just like trying to keep your brain straight on like, wait, what did we just talk about? Where are we at? It's been a roller coaster, but again, loving the energy that we're seeing coming out of Adobe Summit, loving where some of these new like concepts are at. And I think honestly, like the biggest thing for me too is like when you think about, again, I think the whole app builder side is going to be amazing, and it's going to drive so many of these areas that Adobe is focused in on. And we're already having so many great conversations around that, especially when you start to think through like generative AI, when you start to think through like the full, like overarching content supply chain, and how it doesn't just like stop with like the creation of the workflows and the content, but like thinking about like the digital assets that go into it and how to leverage, Firefly to drive it. Like, these are all conversations that are happening, and a lot of that is going to tap into what's going to be necessary from an app builder perspective. So that's my future hot take, and I think that is where we're going to be really putting a lot of energy.
Love it. Love the hot takes. Love the insights. It sounds like it really was one of the best years yet, and more to come on how people will use their learnings. But was there anything else around Adobe Summit that you think we should cover before we kind of part ways?
No, I think we tapped into everything. I think we got, really covered some of the big topics that happened. As a whole, it was just an overarching great experience, and I can't wait to see how Adobe's going to try and top this next year.
Totally. I know that's the challenge that they always have is to make the following year even bigger and better and more exciting for attendees and partners.
Absolutely. We'll see. I think it all comes down to who's going to be their secret keynote for next year, because I definitely know
Oh.
Coca-Cola stole the stage this year. So I'm going to be really excited to see who does it next year.
That's a good point. That they always bring in someone great. Well, thank you so much for this insightful conversation, Tara. I really appreciate you once again joining.
Absolutely, Sarah. Thank you so much for having me.
If you've enjoyed this episode of The Funnel and all of the learnings we've shared about Adobe Summit 2025, share it with your friends. It helps the podcast continue to grow. To learn more about Tara Simon or Blue Acorn ICI, visit the links in our show notes for more information. And if you're listening on any streaming platform, be sure to follow the podcast and give it a 5-star rating and review. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time.